Hey, what's up, you guys? Just tune in real quick to wish you guys a super amazing happy new year. I hope everyone had an amazing holiday. I hope that you're here feeling great. I hope that you're listening with open ears, open hearts. I just want to remind you that, you know, nothing is ideally what you thought it would be, but you have all control to kind of take it by the ears and really make it your own situation. You don't have to always be in a quote-unquote problem or situation or anything like that. You don't have to quote-unquote be happy all the time. It's not normal to be happy all the time, first of all, but if you could put yourself in situations that you know, hey, like, I can only be going towards some happiness if I make a move on whatever it is that I have to make a move on. Just remind yourself, like, okay, this failed. Okay, so this lesson, I'm going to take it to my next journey kind of thing, my next step in getting whatever it is that you're going to get. Sometimes and most times things don't turn out how you thought they would be, and it literally makes me want to cry. But I already told y'all, crying is fabulous thing to be doing. You shed so very well with tears and you dispose of all those feelings through tears. Through that's you're taking out the toxicity, you know, the same way you sweat, the same way you try to drink these green juices and you sweat it out and you pee it out and whatever it is, the elimination of something is key to feeling better and not feeling dragged and not feeling forced to do things. I feel like you should always do things on, unless there's like a due date or something like that, but you should always do things. I got so rudely interrupted. I'm so sorry about that. It sounds weird, but anyway, back to what I was saying. I'm going to do my best to get back to what I was saying, but doing things at your own kind of time, quote unquote. Like I was telling you, unless it's something that is scheduled, unless it's something that you got to get done, you know, things are always at your time. So it's the speediest thing you want to do. You'll get it done quick. If it's something that you feel like, okay, I need to plot and make a plan first and then ideas and all this shit, then I'll implement that movement, then that's fine. But make sure that you're always doing something to keep you busy and on check for this year. You know, something I had to learn the hard way is if you don't change, you don't change. So I think that is really something that keeps me going. Like, as soon as I realized that in my head, that if you don't change, you don't change, I was like, okay, something has to happen, because I continue on putting myself or have put myself in situations that I saw no change in, and I saw no growth in, and I didn't see any change from when I started with the relationship or started with the job or started with the friendship or started with the company, like, and I see no changes. Now I have to see, is it because whatever it is not supposed to be in my life and it's not, you know, as helpful as I thought it would be? Or is it because I have not been putting in the mind, putting in the heart, putting in the soul, doing what I have to do for this situation, job, project, company, whatever it is? So you have to see yourself in that light, because you're not always right and you won't always be right. So is it in the way, or are you not making a move? Pick that. Keep yourself busy so that each year you can walk in with a, oh, like, this is so amazing how I was in the beginning of the year in this situation, making these plans. I loved, and then going to where you are now and seeing the growth. And I love going back to my notebooks and seeing everything. I've jotted down all the plans I've ever done, the due dates, the one that say done, the ones that have big old X's on it. That means it was a freaking dub and it didn't go as planned and I was pissed. But I already had made another plan for that, because you just sometimes gotta come up with a plan, A, B, and C, before you need beat. You know what I mean? So, listen. Don't feel like you're not in the best position ever. Because if you're alive right now, breathing, you're in the best position ever. You have so much opportunity and so much to do and so much to accomplish and so much on the plate and so many tools and so many ways that you can get what you want. And as, you know, an individual, you know, you might think, because like I tell you all the time, there is a fucking billion of us. I know that. I ain't dumb. But as an individual, you can start some shit. You know, could fire something up. It's like a fire, wildfire. Listen. Don't be depressed. Don't be sad. We're all growing. We're all learning. It's 2020, day two. I don't like to do that countdown. It kind of gets me anxious. Because then you're at the point where it's like day 300. And you're like, what the fuck? No. I like to stay away from those numbers. Anyway. That's all I had to say today. It's two parts to this because I got really interrupted by these freaking phone scammers. I'm so pissed. But I love you guys so much. Thank you always for listening. And remember, like, I know that 2019 was like, whoa, a slap in the face. And somebody, maybe some, it was smooth sometimes, you know. Each of us get a different scoop of the year. And, just keep going. No matter what. You had a good year, keep going. You had a bad year, keep going. Do your thing. And that's all I gotta tell you. I love y'all so, so very much. I hope everyone has an amazing day, an amazing night. Thank you so much, so much, so much, so much. Always. And God bless y'all again and again and again and again and again and again. And follow me on Ruby Stones. That's obviously, if you're new, you're on there first. That's my personal page, and then my lifestyle page is Your Life Solutions. You can also follow me there. I'm active in both, and that's about it, guys. Oh, stream your Illusion of Love. I have a surprise. So if you stream Illusion of Love, obviously I won't know who it is who's streaming, but you'll still get a chance to enter the giveaway. I won't say the rules yet, because I want to get closer so I can set it in stone. But right now on SoundCloud, I'm really not sure. I think we're almost at 5,600 or 5,700. If y'all could check that out. And if, you know what? I'm not even going to say nothing. I just want to give y'all all the details, but I'm not going to say nothing. So what I'm going to do is just stream Illusion of Love. And you'll be a part of the giveaway. I wasn't even supposed to drop that juice tonight, but I'm gonna drop it anyway. You have an amazing day, an amazing night. Bye-bye.